this is John Ryan with www.teamhandballnews.com, and with me is Jeff Boots, the chairman of the board of the board of directors for United States Team Handball. Jeff, thanks for joining me.
Happy to be here. Thanks, John.
All right, Jeff. Well, we were just chatting a little bit. We're here in Salt Lake City for a strategic planning conference that we just wrapped up here Friday afternoon. And it was a productive meeting, and we'll get into that in a little bit later. But first, I thought we'd just kind of give you a chance to kind of introduce who you are and how you came into handball.
Well, I'd be happy to give you a little bit of background. I'm not a long-time handball person. I got involved with the sport about 3 years ago at the invite of the past chairman, Dieter Esch. He inquired as to my background. I was looking to buy a minor league baseball team, and through that interviewing process with Dieter Esch, he asked me specifically, he said, why are you doing this? And I said, I love helping kids. I love sports. That's why I'm doing it. Just out to help young kids develop in their sporting activities. Make a long story short, Dieter Esch was kind enough to take me over to Hamburg. I went over to see my very first Bundesliga Final Four, and I absolutely had the bug when I walked out of that facility. I'd never seen the sport. I had, like many other Americans, shocked at why this sport is not more prevalent and more widely known throughout the United States. And at that time, I came back and made a donation to USA Team Handball. Along with that donation, Dieter Esch agreed to get me specifically involved as a board member, and I started the Salt Lake Handball Club.
So minor league baseball is lost, USA Team Handball is gained.
Thank you.
All right. So you became a member of the board. You were just one of several at that point. How about, before you became involved in handball, what's your sporting background and interests?
The truth is, I love all sports. I watch just about everything. I grew up through high school. I played basketball, baseball, and football. And through college, I went to a small Division I school, Little Miami of Ohio, and played football there, as well as played traveling league baseball throughout my career. So I have a sports background, always really enjoyed it, and always, whether it's coaching, involved with my kids' activities, have always been heavily involved in sports.
So back to handball, you become a member of the board. You're one of several. How did it come to pass that you became, maybe the heir apparent? How did that all transpire?
Well, it's actually quite interesting. I would say roughly a year ago, I started getting a lot of calls from Steve Pastorino over challenges, and he was having trouble making payroll and covering basic bills, and he would call me and say, Jeff, I need some help. Come in and get involved. And of course, I was the closest board member. I was spending a lot of time driving. My downtown office, my day job, is only 15 minutes away. So I would go over, and the more and more I started digging into this, I started to realize we had some real financial challenges at USA Team Handball. I couldn't understand what was going on. So through that process of getting involved, working with Steve Pasquarino, and really starting to recognize what challenges were, I would say I probably became Steve Pastorino's, go-to guy on the board when he was having challenges getting Dieter Esch to cut the checks that he needed to pay off all of our debts.
Certainly, and I haven't discussed this before, but certainly at some point you kind of had to have almost a crossing of the Rubicon decision to say, hey, I'm the go-to guy just because I happen to be here. I'm seeing some problems. I love the sport, but I'm brand new to it. You had to make a conscious decision to say, I'm going to dive right in and try and address and fix this, or like, hey, I don't know if I signed up for all of this.
There's no question that happened. there were certainly days when it seemed so challenging, and we had so many debts and so many problems that, frankly, it was becoming quite frustrating. And I thought, I can't just do this halfway. That's not my style. It's not my nature. I believe in doing the right things and certainly taking care of old debts. And at this point, I've recognized, hey, I'm a board of directors. I am everything. every bit as responsible. Whether it's because I didn't spend enough time in here, I felt I need to get more involved. And it was at that point that, Dieter Esch and I were good buddies. He's the guy that brought me into USA Team Handball, and I'll always be grateful for that. But Dieter had a different management style than I had. And at that point, we had challenges with the IHF, we had challenges with PAP, we had challenges with the USOC. And it really was at that point that Dieter and I sat down and I said, Dieter, if you really love handball, which I believe his heart was always in the right place, I really do, if you really love handball, it might be time in the best, for the best of USA Team Handball, maybe for you to go on and look at some different avenues. And Dieter and I came to an agreement, and it worked out well, and it was at that point that the board of directors realized that Dieter was going to resign his position, and we took a new vote as board, and they were kind enough to ask me to rule and lead. Excuse me.
You had a lot of competition for that new assignment, too, I think.
There weren't a lot of people throwing up hands on the board for that position.
Right. And let's, I don't want to go into the all the inside baseball as to what happened, but what time frame was that? That was last year sometime?
Yeah, that was latter part of the year, so September, October, if my memory serves me correctly.
Right. And Steve Pastorino ended up resigning. He brought Dave Gascon on board to, interim general manager, so it's kind of a lot of turmoil here. I don't know if you want to kind of describe, what happened the latter part of the year, beginning part of this year, and how we ended up from when you took over to, this conference that we had here.
Certainly, I'd be happy to do that as well. Steve Pastorino had another job opportunity to go become the PR director at Talisker, which is a large property developer up in Park City. And, of course, we were having all sorts of financial challenges, many of which most of the handball community, I'm sure, don't even today understand, but a lot of debts had been accrued. There were a couple of lawsuits that were left unsettled. And I have to admit, when I first came in, a little naive, even with my involvement that I'd had for the previous year, just how deep the debt was and the challenges. I came in under the expectation that we had roughly a mere $13,000 in debt. I knew about one lawsuit. I thought, these are things that are surmountable, that we can take and put our hands to and get these issues corrected. The more that we dug in, the more that we found, the deeper and deeper the challenges became. Dave Gascon rolled up his sleeves. He is working under his own free will. He's not a paid employee. All the time that he's put in has just been out of his own good heart to see for the right thing for USA Team Handball. Dave and I have spent a lot of time going back and forth on negotiating deals to get rid of the debt, at least solve the lawsuit. I am proud to say during that time period, from now till today, we are finally, for the first time, the organization is in the black. Now, being in the black doesn't necessarily mean we're fully funded. That's not the case. We still have a lot to accomplish. But at least now, I'm proud to say that all debts were paid and all lawsuits are settled. We are finally in a position where we can build again.
And that's, I guess if you had to say, it's darkest before the dawn, maybe, the sun's starting to come up a little bit. We've gone through the worst of it, I guess, is what you're trying to say here.
That's correct.
Yeah. So we've been here the last couple of days here in Salt Lake City discussing the way ahead for USA Team Handball. We had a lot of good participation, some of the folks that have been involved for many years, some brand new board members, good participation from the USOC with four representatives at the first day of the meeting. Tell me a little bit about the meeting itself and what and just in general how you feel it went and what we might have accomplished.
I was very pleased with the turnout. We invited our intent, when I say we, Dave Gascon and I, our intent was to try to reach out to the handball community, all facets, referees, coaches, ex-players, national team representatives, vendors, you name it, across the board, back to the foundation, people like Rick Hurst. We wanted to get these people engaged. It was our feeling that it, through the past Federation, that a number of these people had felt either one, excluded, two, not cared about. We said, we need all of these people to step back in and get involved. And we realized that that was going to take an effort on our behalf to invite these people back and let them know that they're appreciated, that they're needed, and that we value their input.
Yeah. I'll try and sum up a little bit of what was done. I think one of the good things is that was done was you guys brought in a facilitator, Dr. Rossi from USC, and he kind of helped keep the meeting on track. But the intent was to kind of come up with some goals and objectives for the organization. And we did this through a process of working group. I'm going to go over, basically what the four areas are and just give you an opportunity to say a few words on them. I'll list the four areas, and then we'll go over each of them just real briefly. There was a need for financial stability was identified, a need to develop some sort of a development pipeline plan was the second one. The third one was looking at our promotion and marketing. And then the fourth one was the governance and management structure. So let's take them one at a time. The first one was the financial stability, and I guess as an attendee, one of the things that was really brought home to me was there is no money, as some of the folks are saying. Well, maybe there is. There isn't a lot of money, I guess. And I'll let you take it from there.
Yes, absolutely. We, as you look at the financial condition of USA Team Handball today, we do have the continued support from the USOC, which we're very grateful for. They have put out offers unique this year where they have not in the past to help us solidify our infrastructure, if you will. I'm talking about personnel, where they did extend money to us this year to help cover positions like the technical director and the position that we're looking to hire as our new chief executive officer, or whatever term you choose to use. In the past it was called general manager, but we have the USOC financial support there to help us over this next couple of years. One of the critical pieces will be fundraising that comes along with it. We're very thankful for our wonderful sponsors that we have today, the Bertas of the world, the Snap Sports, the Grunfos, are three of our major and critical sponsors that still continue to stand beside us and help us to do that. But we realize one of the critical elements is going to come to fundraising, where in the past we've had one big donor. And that was in Mr. Esch. He did, without question, supply the majority of our money that we had to run USA Team Handball. He's no longer doing that. I'm still very, very grateful for all that he did, and he gave us a foundation. But with that being said, we know that that's not in our future cards. It will be up to us to go out and start and raise the type of money it's going to need to build this organization back up.
Yeah. And I'll just add to that, too, for some of the old-timers that maybe haven't been involved in handball as much recently, is the USOC level of funding is not going to be what it was back in the heydays of the 80s and 90s either. We can still look at some funding from the USOC, but they're not going to be our, I'll use the term, sugar daddy, taking care of everything for us.
It really is a different approach from the way that the USOC is looking at this. In the past, the funding that we've received from the USOC has been what we call HPP funding, or High Performance Plan funding. That money has been directed at national teams. That money was earmarked, and that's where that was headed to go. We are not in a position that they are not giving us HPP funding until they say, you must prove to us that the Federation is of sound organizational structure before you're going to get any more HPP money. And of course, we all know that's why we're here, is to continue to help these kids. We must get this organization under control in order to put ourselves back in line to get further funding for our athletes.
Okay. Well, let's look at the second area, which, like I said, we broke up into different working groups. This working group looked at the development issues for the USA Team Handball. A lot of discussion, a lot of thought, put forth, even kind of identified, some plans in terms of regional centers. There was some good thought put to it. As the devil's advocate, sitting back, I was like going, well, it's all well and good, but there's funding issues, and it's such a big effort. It's one that's going to take months, I think, to really figure out what's the best way for us to develop players. I'll let you take it from there. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you, John. The piece that I would think that is critical in this pipeline development plan, it's not just about our youth. It's not just about our national teams. I do believe that it's going to take a concerted effort across all lines to make this happen. As we all recognize, it takes money at all levels to continue to have these kids grow in the sport of team handball. As we all know, this is not an indigenous sport to America, so we face those additional challenges. But with that being said, that we do have support from new people like the IHF. And visiting with Dr. Mustafa, who's made has agreed to make a donation to USA Team Handball in youth development. And of course, we want to be in a position to take advantage of that. We're writing together, putting together a program. But the committee, the intent will be out of these meetings, not just the people that we had at the meeting. We know that there are a lot of people that love handball out there around in this community that want to get involved, and we would encourage those people, just because you weren't at this meeting, we still want you to get involved in these committees. And one of these committees would be helping us with this development plan. This is not the first time this has happened in America. There are a lot of people out there that bring a lot of experience. And frankly, I'm opening up our arms and asking them to trust us. I know, which is asking a lot, given where the past federation has been. Asking them to trust us and give us another shot. I would welcome them with open arms to get involved in this process.
And just to add to that, one of the things I thought was really good was the input from the USOC and their willingness to help us understand what has worked for other federations. No analogy is perfect, but there's certain things that we certainly can borrow from them, and I was very pleased to see that they'll be an active partner in developing this. The third topic was promotion and marketing. A lot of discussion on some of the things that we can do to better promote the sport. One of the things that came out of that working group was a clear indication that, I guess it's like 97 days away now, that we got the Olympic Games coming up in London, and that there's a lot that needs to be done, but perhaps this is a window of opportunity that we really need to focus some strong near-term effort on.
No question. In fact, we all, for any of you who have recently gone and looked at the USA Team Handball website, it is a challenge to navigate, to say the least. We are dealing with some changes where the USOC has volunteered time and effort to come in and help restructure websites, and as a part of that process, literally has practically disabled our website. We realize that we cannot be in that position, particularly with upcoming to the London Games. There's no greater traffic to USA Team Handball than during these Olympic Games for people looking, so that there is a concerted effort to turn that around and make that a fully functional website, not only for information for new athletes looking for places to play, but for our clubs looking at calendars over the next year of help me plan a little further longer. We're making, it's very important to us to reach out to our membership and to our clubs to try to heal those relationships that I know a lot of them feel have been abandoned.
Right. And a good thing as well, the media person who has been hired, I guess, part-time, to help us out, was here at the meeting. I'll let you try, Francesca, but I'll let you pronounce your last name.
Forgive me, Francesca. I can't even do that either.
Anyway, she's a student at USOC. She's involved in equestrian at pretty high levels, so she was excited to be involved in another Olympic sport, and she seems very willing to take suggestions on what needs to be done for this website. And I think she really recognizes as well, this is really her time to shine and put together a really good product for all those thousands of people that are going to watch it on NBC and type in Team Handball. They're going to come to that website, and I really think we need to be ready, and I think we're going to have a good plan to make sure that happens. The fourth item was the governance and management structure. I think there's really some, especially from the USOC perspective, they've kind of really hammered that home to us. I'll let you kind of summarize what happened in that work group.
No question. When looking at the governance area in particular, there are a lot of things that we need to do better as a board of directors, as a things that need to be put in place to make sure that we are complying with our own bylaws, things that many people might turn around and say, these seem to be very simple things. It's basic blocking and tackling. We do have a committed board where Dieter Esch has resigned, as well as Greg Krasner. We have added two new board members to this board of directors, two fantastic people. Tom Zelenovich, who was there with us over this last two-day spurt, will be a fantastic addition, and we're really looking forward to working with him. We also have David Palmer, who's coming over as the head of global sports marketing for Procter & Gamble. And I don't know if for all of you that sit back and look at this, this is the gentleman at Procter & Gamble that made the deal with the IOC. He's the one who structured the deal. He sits on the other side of the table when people come to Procter & Gamble looking to get money. So he understands what people are looking for and what needs to happen. We're really excited to have these two people add and join our team. Specifically, when I go back to Tom, Tom brings is an old Shearson Lehman guy, is a guy that's all about governance. We're asking him to head up this committee for us to make sure that we are doing all the right things according to our bylaws, and more importantly, for us to be transparent and open to all of our members, our vendors, no secrets. The intent is to be upfront. Come and you can ask us questions. You'll get a straight answer.
Oh, and just to interject, Tom was very clear to say that while he worked at Lehman Brothers, he worked there several years ago. He wasn't part of the more recent problems that they had there. And that was one of many moments of levity, I would say, in the past day and a half. You know, I think this is a good interview, a good start to introduce yourself to USA Team Handball. I would like to let you basically repeat some words that you said at the beginning of the meeting in regards to transparency. I think that'd be good for a lot of people to hear.
I would be happy to do that. It is very important to me as the chairman of the board here at USA Team Handball. I want all people from the many facets of USA Team Handball to know that we are approachable, that budgets will be put out in a timely manner, they will be readily apparent on the website for people to review. I think it's just a critical piece for us in establishing trust with all of our partners and what I'll call our constituents, that they know that we are what we are, and it's just an area that I know we've really lacked in the past, and it's something, first and foremost, that needs to be corrected, including folks, USOC, IHF, EHF, athletes, national teams, across the board, coaches, referees, they're all included, they're all important, we value them.
All right, Jeff, well thanks a lot. Any final thoughts, any other things that you would like to add?
No, I think the most important piece is, John, as we talked and I opened up this meeting, you may recall I thought it was very important. USA Team Handball is too small for us to be rowing in opposite directions. And I ask that we can come up with a plan and a structure that people can support, trust, and believe in that's going to be a long-term approach. And I do believe that with the 22 people we had in that room, we had 22 people rowing in the same direction. Granted, we had a ton of ideas, lots of different options. There's no one answer out there. But I do believe that we walked away with at least a goal, a plan. Now it's up to us to execute.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot.